Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
This episode of Know How is brought to you by Casper, a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of products to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience, one night at a time. You can save $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/knowhow and using the promo code KNOWHOW at checkout.
Today on Know How,
why do I always feel like somebody's watching me?
I ain't got no privacy with all these security systems around.
Welcome to Know How. We are over here today because we have a lot of devices. We're going to talk about security.
A lot of stuff.
Security systems, security cameras, all the stuff. I'm Megan Maroney.
I'm Florence Ion.
And this is Know How .IoT, Internet of Things, 12 weeks of all the connected things. We're connecting everything to the internet, and it's just about driven me crazy. How about you?
I went crazy a long time ago. So I just sort of gave in to my life and the way it is now, including living with multiple security systems to make me feel safe in the suburbs.
So that's my first question. Did they make you feel safe?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Because there's nothing quite like a 108 decibel siren going off to let your neighbors know that the police are about to come.
So you've been doing this research. You've literally have been doing this before we started the show for months, doing all of this research for Tom's
Guide. So I started in February of this year, and I went through all of these security systems that you see over here on my table, and I tested each and every one of them. I lived with each one for about 7 to 10 days apiece. I got to have all sorts of secure and unsecure experiences with them, or I guess insecure. You know, they're a great way to just kind of add a little bit of blanket to your life to sort of feel like, you know, I've got at least a system that can, you know, let people know. And a lot of them also offer professional monitoring, which is great if you don't want to pay the full price to kind of have a professional come in and install the stuff. And they're often cheaper too, monthly.
So your review is of DIY security systems.
DIY security systems, which are actually different from security cameras. So a lot of security cameras are sold separately. A lot of times they require their own subscription service for all that logging. But for DIY security systems, oftentimes you can just use them for free. Some of them even work as smart home hubs, so you can integrate them with like multi-purpose sensors, like entry sensors and motion sensors and water sensors if there's a leak, carbon monoxide sensors, all these sorts of things. So it really is DIY, build it as you need. And so that depends, that will set how much you end up paying in the end.
Got it. So when I think of DIY security systems, I think of like a rope and a pulley with a pail of
not Home
slime.
Alone. This is not Home Alone.
Okay, got it.
There's no Macaulay Culkin anywhere near these things.
So you're not actually building these from scratch, but you're not hiring an alarm company to come out and just do it while you know. And
absolutely then, okay, not. However, as kind of the new, and this is just throughout the smart home world, is that if you have trouble installing something, you could usually call the company and they'll come and help you. They'll send like their own person out, make sure everything's working. Like Nest, for instance, has, you know, personnel that can come out and help you install these things if you have problems, that sort of thing. And they all have customer service centers as well behind them. So it is just do it yourself and here's the help if you need it.
Right. So let's start with your favorite. Which was your favorite?
Okay, let's start with my favorite. So not in order of the outline that we put together, but I'm going to go ahead and go out of order. So this is just a note for Josh. We're going to start with the SimpliSafe. This is actually my favorite. It is not the most versatile of the security systems in the sense that it doesn't have all the smart home smarts of, say, like Abode, which we'll talk about in a bit. But it is great because it is really stylish, first of all. I really just like this cylindrical, you know, look and feel. This is actually the siren. This siren is pretty darn loud. I believe this is in the 100 range decibels, if I recall my chart making correctly. It has built in, oh boy. So I did a lot of these at the same time. But luckily for me, I made a chart. So it has built-in cellular backup. It comes with four different sensors. So you get three entry sensors and one motion sensor that comes with it. The starting price for this is around $260, which is not too bad. It also has battery backup. If your battery goes out, and actually I unplugged this last night, it finally died this morning. So this has been on for a while. Very loud, again, just to mention. And it has Nest and IFTTT integration. So if you need to do things like, hey, if somebody's at my door, I'm sorry. We should bleep those out so that we don't do the same.
I turned off her microphone.
There we go.
It's microphone.
But that is a thing to really like keep in mind when you're shopping for a DIY security system is now they have all these like smart home integrations. So you can get like a 2-in-1 system depending on what you're looking for.
So how hard was it to install the sensors, the motion sensors and stuff? I mean, are you
super easy
them into your, are they super tape? Easy. Are they like 3M tape? Are they
Are usually 3M tape. Sometimes they'll come like, this is from the UMA set, which I'll mention in a bit. This comes with like a removable back. Mm. And so if you want to, you know, paste it somewhere, you could buy some 3M stickies. Often they come with them. They often come with mounting hardware as well. Look at that. This is just a nice little magnetic.
That is nice.
Kind of stand that up. It's very bubbly. But you know, other motion sensors, they look like this. They just look very industrial. I believe this is from a boat, as it says on the back. So very industrial looking mounting hardware again on the back. Sort of kind of just figure out where you want to place it. Mm. Or you could just put it on the bookshelf if you want and it'll still work the same way.
So does the SimpliSafe have door sensors that work when you open and close the door?
Okay. Yep, have really nice entry sensors. They're really nicely designed. Whenever this actually does a door chime, so whenever you open an entryway that is affixed with one, it'll make a cute little doot-doot, mm-hmm. kind of let you know it's open. If you've got professional monitoring enacted, that'll call the... But we'll talk about that at the end of this because that's a lot of numbers and cents to get to.
I do have a question. When I was growing up, my parents had an alarm system, which, you know, a door sensor. So whenever you open the door, there was a sound. And I needed to get out in the middle of the night one night. Kids, don't try this at home. I was young. And what I would do was just take the battery out. And then it would stop. How easy is it to just deactivate these sensors from the inside?
It will immediately tell you in an app if somebody has tampered with something. It'll go, this is offline. What's going on here? You'll get a notification. So that's the other thing about these things is that usually there's one person behind them who has access to everything, which is also when we were talking a few weeks back about security and security systems with regards to how they are used for more nefarious purposes. I mean, that's how it happens. It's because there's one person who's kind of controlling the account for everybody in the house. Only some of them are collaborative.
Okay.
We've got a couple other ones here. This is the abode. It comes with the, so what you see here is just like this box. It just kind of looks like a box. But then if we do an over the head shot, you'll see it has Ethernet on the back here. So you can plug it in, which I absolutely love when a security system comes with Ethernet because Wi-Fi sometimes is just too much to deal with. It's also got cellular backup. So you'll see there's a little SIM card slot here. There's, you know, AC port, USB, anything you might need.
Oh, we need to mention that SimpliSafe is a Twit sponsor. Not a sponsor of this show, but a Twit sponsor.
Yes, thank you very much, actually. I apologize. That flew over my head. So back to the abode. Abode. Like your humble abode.
Oh.
So fun fact about these guys is they're actually an offshoot, I want to say, of another big security company. I can't remember who exactly. So it's a really nice, dependable security system. It's really simple. This took me less than 5 minutes to set up. The really essentials kit is $280, and it comes with fewer sensors than the SimpliSafe, which was another reason I liked the SimpliSafe more. Just the cost efficient, you know, mm-hmm. cost efficacy of not having to pay for so many accessories. This only has one entry sensor and one motion sensor, which makes it really good if you have an apartment, you know. However, the other nice thing about this is that it has Zigbee and Z-Wave integration. So it actually works as a smart home hub. So you can hook up third-party motion sensors, security systems. Philips Hue light bulbs can be controlled through this. Anything you might need. And it is just nice and versatile in that way. The only bummer is that you have to do it all through an online portal, which can be a little finicky for some people. But it's technically, it's one of the best. And I think this one is one of the best in my Tom's roundup because it had that smart home integration. Like full stop.
Mm, that's smart.
Yeah. Also cellular backup and battery backup. Mm. Definitely want to look for that. I want to show something that's a little out of the norm.
Okay.
If we can. So this is a security system that's really good if you've got like an elderly parent, somebody you kind of want to watch on, but you don't want to install a professional monitoring system because you don't want to deal maybe with false alarms, which we'll talk why that's annoying later. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you want to be able to just keep track of what's going on. So this is actually a VoIP service from Ooma. So this is an answering machine. Remember what those look like? See, you got play and pause buttons here. These are all, you know, all antiquated things. But I have to say, VoIP service is really nice, crystal clear calling. So if you're looking for at-home landline, this is great because it also works through an app. So you get access to the phone number through the app. Now, you have to sign up for the VoIP service to get the security with this. But the nice thing about it is that this is super affordable. It's $180 for the kit. It comes with two sensors, so a motion sensor and an entry sensor. You can also buy like water leak sensor and like a garage door sensor. And then what's nice about it is it doesn't have professional monitoring, but you can add parties to the account so that if something goes on, like a door is open, five people can be contacted at the same time. So you can get an email, for instance, you know, you have your parent at home alone. You want to know when they get home, maybe with their consent, of course. Do not do this without anybody's consent, even if they are your parents. It's kind of nice to know, oh, okay, mom got home this evening. You know, I got an email that she got home and everything. You can see Ethernet, phone. You can get actually a handset for this too, which is great. But it doesn't have professional monitoring, so the police won't come.
That's good. I mean, that's good. We can talk about why that's good later on.
It does have emergency services, though. So the number is connected to the house that it's in. So emergency services will know your location the minute you call from that number.
Okay. So it's a VoIP service. So can you use it? Is it just for 911 or can you use it as a regular landline?
Yeah, you can use it as a regular landline. Okay. You get the number in the area you're in. I have a 707 number, which is up here in the North Bay. Nice. So it's really nice and it's quiet. It doesn't make noises.
Yeah.
If you don't want it to.
So that was your budget pick.
That was my budget pick. Yes, absolutely. This is $180. And it also has a tiny, tiny bit of Alexa, Nest, and IFTTT integration, but that's with the VoIP service, not so much with the smart home stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And then just really quick, I forgot to show off some things, but you know what? That's okay. So this is the Samsung ADT. It is an off panel. It's not on. I'm afraid to turn this on because it makes a lot of noises. And also, I'm still paying for this ADT monitoring. And I don't want to accidentally call the police. But if you go to the review at Tom's, you'll see all that I had to say about it and what the interface looks like at tomsguide.com. This was a collaboration between Samsung and ADT late last year. It includes Zigbee and Z-Wave integration a la SmartThings. So you have that here, as well as ADT professional monitoring service, which if you're looking for something with a real big AAA brand name, this is definitely the one to get. However, you're going to pay for it. The starting price for this in the beginning was $550. I think it's down to about $300 or $400 now on the website. If I'm not mistaken, it comes with a lot of sensors. This comes with two entry sensors and one motion sensor. The only bummer is they're proprietary and they can't be used with the Samsung SmartThings hub. They can only be used with this ADT system, if that makes sense. Because they're the ones that have to like tell professional monitoring, you know, this and that sort of thing, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
You can't like mix and match as easily as you'd like to. But again, it also has all that smart home integration. I also want to quickly highlight this system because I know that it's offered out there. So this is the Swan security system. As you can see, it's a box. You're supposed to open it and inside you put your keys. and your stuff. And there's like a USB for charging your phone. It's not even USB 3, by the way. I think it's USB 2. I don't know. It was not fast. It was not like fast enough to charge my Pixel at full capacity. But, you know, it's just kind of a thing. I'm not really into the idea. I think it looks kind of like a medical device a little bit.
So it's to keep, it's to charge your phone, but also to keep people from stealing your phone, or just really?
It's just a place. Charge. It's just so it can fit in your house so it doesn't look like a thing. This is the hub.
Oh.
Yes. This is the central hub for the security system, which comes in a ton of pieces. So the siren comes sold separately. The sensors, it comes with a couple sensors as well as a 720p camera, but that one only works through flash. The thing that was, I would not recommend this, but I want to bring it up because it was included in my roundup. The thing that was a real bummer about this is that they have a lot of different apps that you can use for it. And so I ended up using the wrong app for the review period and accidentally had the police called on me because the app crashed on me while I was trying to turn off the alarm. So that was a bummer.
And so what happened when the police came?
What happened when the police came? Well, he opened my door because I had left it unlocked and came into my house and thought that I was a robber. And I said, I am not a robber. I am just me.
See my wedding pictures on the wall?
I live here. And I had to explain to him, I'm testing security devices. And then he said, well, we got to be careful because we charge for false alarms. And then I was hit with a bill shortly thereafter. So one thing to note is security systems have been around for a long time, and there's a lot of county ordinances around. They're going around where you have to register your alarm for the police to believe that you have an alarm and to basically come over, and it's basically to validate your alarm to have them come in case of an emergency. But if it's a false alarm, beware of fees. So
and those are probably different from by county.
Mine was $25 to register the alarm. And then it was $100 for the false alarm fee. Mm-hmm. And apparently it increases $100 every time. Burke says that here in Petaluma, it's about $500.
It was $500 at
$500
the old
at the Brick House.
Yeah, maybe not in your home.
So,
but
yeah, it might be by region.
Yeah.
I would imagine downtown is harder to get to.
Yeah.
Very quickly, lastly, we have the Nest Secure, which I did not bring in because it is acting as the hub for my door lock. So I couldn't take all that apart and then not have my husband be able to leave the house. I mean, I guess he could have, but
it's a good way to keep him in if you need him.
That's also true. But the thing about the Nest is it costs a lot of money. They recently dialed it down to $400, but out of the gate when this came out late last year, it was about $500. It comes with two entry sensors, which also double as motion sensors within about, I think, 10 feet of the door. And they also act as nightlights. It also comes with tags. So you can walk into the house and, like, everybody has a tag. Or if you need to give it to, like, a dog walker or a babysitter or something like that. And that ensures they only have access, you know, during certain times of the day, that sort of thing. And then it integrates with the Nest app. So everything is just nice and for you in one place.
That's nice, yeah.
So this is the result of 6 months of testing I did.
And you're not done, right? Don't you have the Honeywell, too, the Honeywell is the name?
Yes, I was going to do an unboxing here on camera, but we've might want to go off camera real quick to open up the box.
Okay. So. Should we do that?
Let's do that.
Okay. This is the Honeywell. Honeywell is a name that we recognize.
It is. So I haven't actually reviewed this. This is totally like an unboxing. I'm starting on this soon, though. Also works with Amazon and Google Assistants. It comes with a couple entry sensors, a key fob, and then there are sold separately accessories, which I actually have on the floor, but I'm not going to crowd the desk. It's very crowded today. However, I wanted to show this off. I saw it at CES earlier this year, and this was an Indiegogo-funded crowdsourced DIY security system from Honeywell. And so, actually, Josh, we'll do an over the head if you... Oh, perfect. So, yeah, here's the Indiegogo page. They had fully funded it by the end of last year. And so when I saw it at CES, I got to see a prototype of what they were going to send backers.
Uh-oh. Is that a speaker?
So this is not a speaker. This is a, like, 3-in-1. It's an alarm, a security camera, and then I think it's a smart home hub of some sort. Again, haven't plugged it in. And, you know, still got to... Looks like this has been used in a demo. Still got to, you know. But this is... The idea is that it's your all-in-one. You just, like, plug it in into the living room. This thing watches, you know. It follows... When I saw the demo of this, it follows around the room. It feels really heavy, so you can feel. Oh, and if you don't want it to look at you... Please don't look at me.
That's smart.
Which is really nice. I really like that this is a thing more security companies are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this, as you can see, is the speaker portion of the alarm. I believe this talks when it senses things as well.
Mm.
So.
It looks like it includes Amazon in it.
I think you're right. That's why it has the speaker grill. Because this also, that's right, it doubles as a speaker.
Yeah.
That's what the 3-in-1 was.
Right. So you can ask all the things that you would ask Albuquerque.
Maybe. We'll see. I have to test that.
Okay.
I have to see if it works that way. You never know with these things.
Yeah, you do. It's true.
But I'm looking forward to it, and I wanted to show it off because it's a different looking product, and you will see more products like this on the market. This 3-in-1, you know, how many things can we bundle into one home device.
Right.
Not sure about professional monitoring, by the way. I'm not sure about that with Honeywell, although I imagine they have something.
Yeah.
They've been around forever.
They have. All right. Well, we have one more. We have the Ring security system,
yes.
Which that one you haven't tried yet either.
No.
Leo and Lisa have this one on their house and they love it. So, of course, everybody knows about the Ring camera. Ring is one of our sponsors. And this is the Ring Video Doorbell 2, the second version, which is a little bit just a little upgraded, a few different things. The original version works great, too, and it's only $99.
I have the OG.
Yeah.
OG's fine.
Yeah. And then the security system has many of the same features as all the things you've talked about. A keypad. Yours have keypads, most of them.
So the SimpliSafe is the only one that comes with a keypad. It comes with this really cute, and you can buy multiples of them. They're only mm-hmm. $60, and then you put them around the house for people who don't want to deal with phones, which is also why I like the security system.
Yeah.
It's good for beginners and for, experts.
Right. I mean, I like the keypad because if someone, you know, it's the same reason
it's accessible.
I like switches for people with smart lights, because sometimes people, my husband included, just want the old-fashioned keypad. So here are the door sensors which don't contain the removable battery as mine did. I feel like maybe I'd set this up in my parents' house and they would try to disconnect it just to get me back for those years that I snuck out of the house. But it also
then you would see it and you would say, where are you going?
That's true, yeah. And it has the motion sensor here. And it comes with all of the keypad install link and the motion kit and the motion sensor kit. And, you know, these are all just the mount, everything that you need and simple directions and everything to charge it. And here is the hub for the Ring.
So, Megan, does that have a siren?
It does have a siren. This little center thing is the siren. And this,
wee-oo, wee-oo.
It's a 110 decibel
That's
siren.
Louder than the SimpliSafe, which I think is 108.
And if you want another one, you can order a dome siren sold separately. You can add that.
Which works with other systems as well, if you're interested.
And this works with devices via Z-Wave, has optional cellular backup, and this is maybe the time to talk about, a Ring Protect Plus subscription.
This is a great time to talk about these things. So the fun thing about DIY security is that you think you're going to save a bunch of money from the professional installation people, and that's partly true. You will save some money. I mean, this is definitely a fraction of the cost of how much it costs to have them come out and do all this, but that also depends on the size of your house. If your house is really big, you're going to need a lot more sensors and a lot more sensors of all sorts and maybe more sirens and things. So that will add to costs, not to mention the subscription prices. So the Abode security system offers a couple of tiers. All of these kind of offer a couple of tiers. So I'm going to try and keep the TLDR so we don't do this crazily. If you want the full breakdown, just go to my Tom's Guide article and you could see there's a whole hub of the best DIY security systems, and the editors there have actually put this beautiful chart of all the different tiers of subscription prices. So the Abode has a free tier, but it doesn't include professional monitoring. But it's nice because it has like 3 days of timeline storage. So you can find out what events have been going on. SimpliSafe does not have a free tier, but it starts at $14.99, with $24.99 being the professional monitoring costs. But again, that includes cellular backup, you know, environmental monitoring, secret alerts, 30-day storage, these sorts of things. ADT, again, I mentioned, they're kind of the more expensive for professional monitoring. It's $24.99 for the kit that you buy, or you can bump it up $10 and get also, you know, fire and carbon monoxide. So if you want to have the fire department come in case of emergency. Swan also has those, that professional monitoring. That's what the police called. They're actually the cheapest though. They, or one of the cheapest. It's $12.49 a month off contract, or with a 1 year contract, or $19.99 a month. Month to month. SimpliSafe also has pay as you want. I believe Obo does as well, so you don't have to pay. You only pay when you're on vacation. So you only pay when you actually need it. You know, I work from home. I don't really need professional. I'm always there. Or there's Nest, which is $19 a month with a 3 year contract, or $29 a month, month to month, which is on top of what you are already paying for Nest Aware if you have security cameras. So if you have the doorbell camera or you have any of the security cameras in the house and you want logging for more than, I think it's 3 hours, you have to pay for that, which adds like $100, $110 a year of costs. So it's all, you know, y'all just got to weigh it.
Yeah, you have to factor it all in.
You really do.
Yeah,
you really
do. When you see that price when you're on Amazon, it's not just that price. You got to look into the, if you want it. I mean, we're going to talk about security cameras too. And so, you know, we can talk about whether you really need, you know, a week or a month or a year or all of your stuff in the cloud. So,
yeah. And just to kind of put a pin in it, I just want to say the Tom's Hub is the stuff that I reviewed earlier this year. So other reviews are coming soon.
Okay. Good to know. Well, I am tired, but I think with all this security stuff, we're going to sleep better.
Sleep soundly.
Sleep soundly. And the other way that you can sleep soundly is on a Casper mattress. And we want to thank Casper for supporting this episode of Know How. I have 3 Casper mattresses in my house. My husband and I sleep on one. My twins sleep on the twin version, and we all love it. You've heard us talk about Casper. They're an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the cost. They're also revolutionizing the mattress industry by cutting the cost of dealing with resellers and showrooms and passing the savings directly to the consumer. If you're watching this, you can see how excited Leo is opening his Casper mattress. The first time you get one, it's shocking how small the box is and then how quickly it becomes a super comfortable high-end bed. That's because Casper is obsessive about the engineering of the mattress and also obsessive about passing on a really good price. The original Casper mattress combines multiple support memory foams for a sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce. You can see just the right bounce. If you're not watching the video, you need to watch Leo bounce on his mattress. It's got a breathable design, helps you sleep cool, and regulate your temperature through the night. That is key. A Casper mattress provides long-lasting comfort and support. You can buy it easily online and completely risk-free. That's the great thing. And if you don't trust me, I hope you do, but if you don't trust me, try it yourself. You can get free delivery and painless returns within a 100-day period. That way you don't have to lie down on all the beds in the showroom. You don't want to do that. Casper mattresses uphold the highest environmental protection standards. They're made in the USA, and you can get free shipping, like I said, and free returns to the US, to Canada, and to the UK. Now, get your Casper mattress today. And if I've convinced you, you can save $50 toward select mattresses by going to casper.com/knowhow. And enter the promo code KNOWHOW at checkout. Make sure that you enter that so that they know that you heard it from us. And that's casper.com/KNOWHOW with promo code KNOWHOW and save $50 on select mattresses. Terms and conditions apply. And we thank Casper for supporting this episode of Know How. All right. Someone is always watching me in my house. Sadly, I've driven my family crazy with all of these cameras. Before I talk about all the cameras we have here, just if you're wanting to get into the security camera game, there's a few things you should do. First, talk to everyone in your family and, you know, make sure that they know that you are doing this. Then think about some of the features that you need. There's these cameras come with all different kinds of features, and you're usually paying for most of these features a kind of a high price. So think about what you need. Face recognition, if that's important to you. Some of the cameras will do that, so they recognize, you know, people who come to your house often, you and your family, they won't notify you if, you know, they recognize your face. There's home and away assist, which is nice. You know, like, you don't necessarily need a camera in your house when you're away, so some will just be able to tell by your phone or different ways you can manually turn them off and on. So is that something that's important to you? Do you want monitoring all the time or just when you're not there? And then the cloud storage, the subscriptions mm-hmm. that we were talking about. How long do you really realistically need those videos up in the cloud? And then what works with your smart home ecosystem? So what hub do you have? What smart assistant do you have? Are you, you know, do you use a Google Home? Do you use the Amazon Echo? Are you all in on HomeKit? Like, those are kinds of things that you need mm-hmm. to think about. So I have several cameras here that I've tried out. This is, I reviewed this one on the screensavers. This is the Amazon Cloud Cam. Now, this one is interesting because they introduced it for the Amazon service that will let delivery people yes. into your house.
Yes.
And they did that so that you would sign up for the service. And if you were often getting your packages stolen from your front doorstep, then this was something that you could do. You sign up and then Amazon would unlock your door, and it, you know, would come with a lock, you know, the lock system, unlock your door, come in, drop your package off. And then, you'd be able to watch just in case, because some people don't feel comfortable with Amazon employees and coming in their door.
Well, maybe they should rethink whether they want them to get in the house. I mean, just saying.
Well, I get all my packages delivered here. Yeah. So like nothing ever exactly. gets stolen. So, yeah. But I know that people, that this can be a problem. So that's why this camera came in. And right away, like, there were, you know, security researchers who found flaws in it, which were not easy to, it wasn't very easy for hackers to get into the system. And it wasn't necessarily the camera, it was the whole, you know, Amazon key is what the service is called. And, but Amazon fixed, even though these were difficult to get in, the exploit. Yes, these were flaws that were not easy to exploit. They fixed them anyway. So I like this camera. I think it's $119 for just one. You can get discounts if you buy more. And like we've said, with a lot of Amazon products, if you put it in a service like Camel or some of those mm-hmm. other services that will watch mm-hmm. the price, they usually come down. It works with the Echo Show. It works with the Fire TV or the Fire tablet. So you don't have to use your phone, and you can just, you know, if you have, you can just look on the Echo Show and ask it to show your camera. That I think we showed that off last week, which is nice. You can also watch your videos at cloudcam.amazon.com. But this is something that if you link that to it, that's maybe not the most secure thing. Because then you're just trusting the web, because, you know, if someone can hack, if they have access to your computer, or if they have even access to your Amazon, if you share your Amazon password with people, not a great idea, but
should
if you
not
do,
be sharing passwords with anybody,
then they can also view your camera. So yeah. Just keep that, you know, like we said a couple of weeks ago in the, some people are using these smart home devices for nefarious purposes with couples who break up. And so if you if you are no longer with your partner and they have access to your Amazon account still, and you've linked your camera, they also have access to the camera. So just some things to work to think about. It's just more things to worry about.
Yeah, you know.
So then here's the other biggie is the Nest.
That's
cam.
A biggie indeed.
This is the Nest IQ outdoor cam, and it has a super long cable. I can do like the little clown. Very long cable. So the best, the way I hooked this well, because it's outdoor, who knows, you know, so you can maybe have like,
how are you supposed to hide?
All right, you're running out.
Now, that's how long.
That's
how are you
supposed to hide feet and feet of cord, by the way.
There are several ways. So this is several ways you could do this. You can mount it on the side of your house and then feed it through a window. You know, feed the cord through a window.
Yes.
And then hide the cord somewhere. You can keep it mounted outside and put, you know, drill a hole in your wall and, you know, hide it through there, depending on how, you know, handy you are. There are definitely things you can do. But I appreciated the cord because you might have it like down by your driveway or something at the end of your driveway. And so it is nice. This is the IQ cam, which means it has face recognition. So once it starts to recognize the people that come very often, you get notifications on your phone. And
Do you know this person?
Yes.
I do know this person.
So your Nest cameras do that too.
The Nest Hello does that, which we'll get to in a bit.
Oh, that's good. So this is, it's a great security camera for outdoors. I do like the idea that it's not recognizing people. We've talked about this before. Let people know that, you know, their face is now in the...
You do have to pay for Nest Aware, by the way, to do the facial recognition.
Yes. Yeah, that is worth mentioning. Let's see what
fancy features don't come for free.
So again, like we said, you got to look into how much you want to pay for this. I prefer the outdoor cameras to the indoor cameras because I trust Gilbert. I do trust my dog.
I don't trust my cat.
Yeah, the worst thing I've found is that he gets up on the couch.
Oh, she's bad.
Yeah, well. Cats are evil, but
in a good way.
I have all these cameras to test, and I haven't really felt like I really the indoor camera just feels more invasive than it feels secure. Like
I also think it's because there's a lot of you in the house, and I feel like just me and a few people. It's right. Like you know. I think it also depends on the size of your house. I think that's another thing that's sort of worth mentioning. If you've got a really big house with lots of backyard, of course you're going to want to like watch what's going on back there. Mm-hmm. If you've got a lot of valuables in the house and you just want to always keep an eye on them, you can do that too.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it makes a difference too when you have kids in the house because you're always just, I mean, if you have no reason not to trust them, then just suddenly, you know, getting a bunch of security cameras in your house is going to cause some... You know, some reason for them to think that
definitely, you know, speak from experience.
Yes, yeah, right. And as I've already said, I was not trustworthy as a child.
I was a good child.
If you have no reason, you know, it's not that idea like, oh, well, I can get a security camera. Why not? Well, there are a lot of reasons why not. Okay, so let's move on. This is the Yi Dome camera. If you saw my smart home tour, I showed this one off. This one is a little bit cheaper. It comes from China. I haven't had any problems with it. It will follow you around. So if it sees motion, it will follow around. It has a 360-degree swivel, which is really nice. And it charges through micro USB, which is good. And you can add, this is nice. So if you don't want to pay for the subscription, for cloud subscription, or if you don't like the idea of your videos being in the cloud, you can use the external storage.
That's right. Yeah. There's external storage.
Yeah. So
that's nice.
Yeah, that is nice. This one was really super easy to set up. It has 6-second motion tracking alerts, 1080p HD with up to 4x zoom.
These are good for if you live with a bunch of roommates and you want to protect your, like you just want a camera in your room. Mm-hmm. I've really been looking for something, you know, my cousin just moved in with a bunch of new roommates and I would really like to get her set up with a camera just so she just wants to keep her stuff watched. Yeah. That's all. And I know you should be able to trust the people you live with, but sometimes I know it helps kind of add a little bit of security for some people.
Yeah.
So it's nice to know that there's a way you can do it locally without dealing with all the hubbub or membership.
And you can also do the cloud storage for this one too. So you can choose. The other one, I mean, we've been talking about kids. There's, you know, the idea of a nanny, like a baby monitor camera. Those didn't
exist. Netgear Arlo, they have a specially made baby cam that looks like a toy.
Yeah.
It looks like little rabbit ears and you can just put it.
Right. And but I think this is the one that they're competing with too because they have baby crying alerts. So it can recognize if it hears babies crying, then because I guess that's a thing. I managed to raise three children without a baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just thought it's a sixth sense, like for a parent. Kind of like, oh, my child's crying.
Right, exactly. It is. But not for dads necessarily. Just kidding.
You got a barbecue.
Yeah.
Any more tropes can we throw into this episode? Exactly.
But yeah, it has those alerts too. And I've got one more, which is the one that we always talk about on Twit,
yeah,
because we're all cheapskates. And because it's not cheaply made, you just don't have to pay very much. And this is the Wyzecam. This is the Wyzecam Pan. And speaking of baby monitors, Patrick Delahanty just had a baby. He uses this.
Oh,
he also got one for his mom, his parents' house. So his mom is here visiting, helping take care of his baby, and his dad is at home, and they have bunnies. They have rabbits.
Oh.
So Patrick knew his mom wanted to keep an eye on the bunnies, so he put what he got her, a Wyzecam Pan.
And this is why you want to find this stuff that's affordable, mm-hmm, that you can just hang out to your family members without too much concern.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's like, yeah, it's a camera, it's watching something, but sometimes you need to be in two places at once, and it takes the village.
Right, exactly.
It really does take a village.
Yeah. You need, when your mom watching your baby and your mom wants to feel secure that her bunnies are okay.
Yeah, just put a camera on. I mean,
pretty common.
I have the cameras indoor also because I miss my cat when I'm gone, and I want to make sure she's prowling around and waiting for me, you know, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
and most of these, I don't think the Yeecam has this, but the rest of them have two-way audio. So I can talk to my dog and say, get off the couch. You know, you're not allowed there. And
I've done that with my cat.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? She's like, yes, God exists.
Our poor pet.
Famous flow. Anyway.
So I love this. This is $29. The one without the pan and tilt, which is also perfectly good camera, is only $19. And you know, Stacey talked about this. She's talked to the creators, mm-hmm, of the Wyzecam. Mm-hmm. They've just figured out a way to make it cheaper through the supply chain.
Yeah.
It's not like they're, selling all your videos of your cat or of Patrick's mom's bunnies, for the highest bidder. That's
fluffy white bunnies. Click here.
Although that is, I mean, if I were going to, start a camera, a way to monetize your cameras, selling people's
really cute animals.com.
Yes.
Subscription only.
I know that, and then of course, which we already mentioned, the Ring video, mm-hmm, doorbell camera, which is nice. I mean, most of what we've talked about is, you have all these alarm systems that also include cameras, or they are a smart home hub, or, it's nice to have multifunction in these things. So
I really have to give kudos to Ring, though, because I think they sort of help normalize the idea of a doorbell camera. I mean, I see these things all around my neighbor's houses now. Like, you can see the little light up thing. I really feel like they helped usher in this idea of the doorbell camera.
They really did.
Yeah.
And it's unobtrusive, I think.
No, it's not obtrusive at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just sticks on your house.
Mm-hmm. And then, you can set the motion alerts to whatever you want. I mean, if you have like when we first got the Ring, like I had a tree that would blow in front of it, and I get motion alerts, and then you just adjust them, and
they're not ghosts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and then you wanted to talk about the Nest Hello.
Yeah, I didn't bring it in, obviously, because it's currently watching my house. But I just wanted to mention it as an alternative. If you're already in the Nest ecosystem and you want to just add to it and you're already paying that annual fee, then you can get the Nest Hello. It's $230. It has high resolution 4K video, which is really great if you're into that sort of zooming in sort of thing. It's got tight integration with the Google Assistant. It does pre-recorded voice prompts. So if you're super not into talking to people, you can just press a button and it'll say, please leave the package on the floor in a robotic voice for you, which is great. This is also the system I use that gives me alerts when there's people it knows at my door because it uses the IQ function. But some of the bummers about it, just to put that out there, is that it's not battery powered. That's something to keep in mind for doorbell cameras. Is it battery powered? Because you will have to look at your wiring and see how that works. It also has limited functionality if you're not paying for the monthly price. And it's not a whole lot of automation with doorbell cameras. Although I think Ring has a lot of IFTTT integrations and, mm-hmm, things like that. So,
they do. And
which
they're,
is nice.
They're bought by Amazon, so they can also integrate.
Exactly. Exactly. I have a feeling that's going to grow a little bit more in the next year, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that's still nascent.
Mm-hmm. one thing that none of these cameras work great with HomeKit. I mean, you can, you know, all of them have a feature that works with the Amazon Echo. But I mean, you can AirPlay from your phone. You could like AirPlay the video feed from any of this to an Apple TV or something. But it's very limited. There was a doorbell section on HomeKit, and they removed it totally. So now, like, there's no Ring doesn't really work with HomeKit. If you are not interested, if you like balk a bit at the idea of having a security camera, and you just want a motion sensor, and you are in HomeKit, I recommend the Eve. This is the Eve motion sensor, which is a really cool. It's just simply a tool that when it senses motion, it will do whatever you want it to do. It could send you a text message. It could email you. It could, you know, send you a message through your Apple Watch if you have the Home app on there. Or it also works with HomeKit. So if you see movement, it could turn on your television, or it could, you know, turn on your HomePod, or, you know, all kinds of things that you can do with this, just to sort of maybe, you know, notify someone that, make, you know, turn on some music when, you know, if someone's coming in, if no one is home. So I really like it. It's super easy to set up, and it is $49, and it works in the ecosystem of Eve, which, and they have all kinds of products that I've talked about before.
Can I suggest for your Apple users out there a couple of suggestions for ecosystems to look at in this space? Netgear is HomeKit compatible to Arlo cameras, which is really nice. I think those two, I haven't tested those myself, so that's why I don't usually mention them, and I apologize, but those are Wirecutter recommended, so they do have a good pedigree in the industry. Also, August makes smart locks that work with HomeKit, and I believe I don't know if they have a doorbell camera.
Oh yeah,
I forget. So that's just kind of something to consider.
Yeah, and I use the Schlage smart lock, which I've talked about a bunch of times, and I love it. It's my favorite smart device. I think I have one more security item to talk about, and that is one that we talked about before. I think on our first episode, we talked about the Tap Lock, which...
Yes, let's talk about locks real quick.
So this is
just... they're part of security.
Yeah, this is just a Bluetooth-enabled smart lock, and we brought it up on our first episode because it was really easily cracked. And if you could take bolt cutters to it, the first version, or they had some insecurities where your code, like the, you know, the password was contained somehow in your MAC address. It's Bluetooth MAC address. So the company reached out to me and said, we have fixed all those things. They've issued three updates with firmware upgrades over the past few weeks. The first update was issued within 24 hours of being notified of the vulnerabilities. These updates addressed encryption of communication between devices and API, upgraded authentication protocols in the device and the API, and they also added extra layers of firewall blocking unauthorized requests. And they say they are confident about the current security setup. So if you are a Russian spy, this might not be the Bluetooth lock for you. But if you are an average person, I think it's fine. And so basically, it just works with your thumbprint. Let's see if it
works. But can it still be cut off? Because that's the thing that is super
not any more than a regular lock.
Okay.
I
guess that's true because... I mean, I think we're talking too much about our houses here, but let's pretend there's a gate out there to a back door that has a regular lock. So this would be kind of on par with that, like a backyard gate, for instance.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about. Or an outdoor shed, or perhaps like a locker in the garage that you need to keep locked.
Let's say, like, you live on property and you have a gate that you like to keep padlocked, but it's a super big pain to go out and...
I lose the keys, too, by the way. I have so many padlocks in my backyard.
Right, and you don't want to... It's got the same system that my Schlage lock has.
Okay.
And that is that you can give a one-time code to someone. Burke has his bolt cutters out.
That's what they look like.
I'm not going to let you cut this lock with a bolt cutter. It's the same. My front door is made of glass. Like, just take a brick and throw it in if you want to come in, you know? Have at it. Like, it's just an invitation not to come in. Please don't.
There's really nothing.
So this is nice. You can put 500 fingerprints in this.
I don't even know if I know 500 fingerprints in my life.
Well, that's all. I mean, you have 10
fingers. I got 10, I guess, right here. It's true.
Then 20 with your husband. You could add your cat's paws in there.
Yeah, you know, she's always trying to get into the liquor cabinet.
So, and so let's say, you know, it works. You have to press the button to make it connected to, and then it pops open. Works pretty well. Or let's say you're at home and, or you're inside and you're having a friend over and that friend is like, oh, your lock's here. And you don't want to add their fingerprint. You can just, with your phone, you can just hit unlock.
Help yourself to the vodka, Sunny.
Yeah. And then,
she's using an alcohol cabinet here now.
Okay, let's connect. Is it connected? Oh, it's disconnected.
Well, as you know, live demos never work. Not at developer conferences and certainly not here in the Twit studios.
Okay.
But I mean, honestly, if you're carrying around a pair of bolt
cutters,
cutters.
Okay, there we go.
It's probably obvious
and then unlock,
what you're doing.
So you would just tell your... friend at the door, just press this little button, press the button on it twice, and then it starts to blink, and then you just hit unlock.
It gives you a little hey, your friend's at the door.
Yeah.
Now, see, that's what I do with my Nest Yale door lock. I just, my friends are at the door, and I'm still upstairs doing, you know, primping myself, of course.
So, yeah, I mean, anything that you would use a lock, you know, padlock for, I think that that's handy and handier, and that is, this costs, how much does this one cost? It costs.
This costs $99.
$99. And you can buy it now. And, yeah, try it. I think, the other thing is, once you charge it, fully charge it, I think it's like 90 days it will stay charged. It lasts for over 3,000 unlocks. And then it charges through Bluetooth. So
it's interesting.
Yeah, it probably notifies you when the battery. You can see, open the app and see like my battery is fully charged, so that the app would tell you whether it's.
I think the battery thing is still something that we've got to figure out in some of these, because you know, battery dying 90 days on a padlock can be kind of annoying.
I know. Well, and I think they're getting better. My dad, you know, for example, he came over for dinner last night. He was like, if you want to say something good about the Ecobee smart thermostat, his battery was running low, and it not only notified him, but they also sent him an email saying, you know, your battery's running low.
Yep. So that's how you know the company is really putting thought behind their customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, put it lightly, bluntly.
Mm-hmm.
Locks. Yeah. Lock it up.
Lock it up. I mean, I wouldn't recommend, like my boys, they're, you know, in eighth grade and they have to have padlocks for their
lockers.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, they lose them so often.
No, those things get beat up. Listen, you got to do, everybody's got to have a 3-code locker. That's just a rite of passage for an American teenager, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. We got an email.
Yay, an email.
Which also goes along with our IoT segment. Bill writes, I'm interested in a smart switch for my air conditioner. I use the iDevices smart switch and I love it, but my AC has one of those funky 3-prong with a blade for a prong cord designed for 15 amps and 240 volts. No smart switch I found can take this thing. Can you aim me towards smart switch nirvana?
Smart switch nirvana. Now, I'm not sure about switches, but I did just recently install a thing called a Sensibo. So Sensibo is really great because what it does is it spoofs the IR on your remote to your AC unit. So if you've got a wall unit or anything of the sort, you can hook this up to it. It spoofs that IR. It turns on the AC for you remotely. It schedules it. You can change modes. I will say with the air conditioning I have a generation old LG window air conditioning unit. This is before they went Wi-Fi, which is why I ended up getting one of these. And it works, but the problem is it doesn't cool in the mode that I want. I don't know what's going on. But I bring this up because it's a really easy, affordable way to turn, you know, a perfectly good AC or heater unit, also works with heating units, into a smart one, something that you can remotely control. And that way you don't have to worry about amps and voltage or anything like that. So that's one thing. And from what I remember, I think it does have a little plug-in. I'm not sure. I have to double check on that.
So I have something else that I have received but not set up of many things. This is the bond. So this is similar. It's IR.
Bond.
You know, controls your remote controls. Makes them, you know, accessible with, your IFTTT or your Alexa or your Google Assistant. So this we also got another question about someone who wanted to make their fan smart. And so if you have a remote control fan, this will probably work. My parents have a remote control fan, and I am going to break into their house and set this up. I can't really break into their house because they have a Ring video doorbell, but they'll see
I'm sure
me.
They'd be fine if you walked in and helped yourself to some snacks.
Yes. So this is, I haven't tried it yet, but it's supposed to work with ceiling fans. So not what you asked, but what someone else asked. So, but I think it works similarly. It sounds like it's a similar technology to the Sensi.
It just spoofs the old tech that you've got going on, basically.
Yeah.
Quote unquote old tech. Because really, I hope we kind of answered your question. Smart switches are hard with appliances like this because they don't all have energy monitoring. Mm-hmm. So you don't know what could happen.
Exactly.
I would go this way as a product specifically made for controlling a certain kind of appliance, because then you know that it's made for that particular kind of usage, and you don't have to worry about things going awry.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Because you don't want to set a fire in your house. We don't want to be responsible for that.
Absolutely not. Please.
And that's it.
That is really it.
That we've done it all. You want to cheers with our cameras?
Let's do it. I'm going to cheers with my favorite little DIY security look. I would say that this base station is my aesthetic for home security.
I'm going to cheers with my Wisecam because, again, it's cheap. It does what it says it's
going to
do.
You love that thing. You can't stop talking about it.
I love you. We'll see you next week on Know How.
Cheers.
Look, 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 look.